It is a tremendous honor to be with you this evening.
今天晚上非常荣幸跟大家在一起。
And I have looked forward to our time together tonight.
我很期盼有这样一个时间。
And I've been asked to share my story and hopefully be an encouragement to you.
我被邀请来分享我自己的故事，希望能鼓励大家。
I was leading a training in New York City and met one of your ladies at the training, and immediately we hit it off, and she invited me and connected me to Jiwon, and I have looked forward to tonight in a very special way.
我是在纽约有一个培训的课程在当中，其实Nancy王淑霞姊妹上了Pastor Sam的这个课程， 然后马上就开始了这样一个奇妙的安排，非常期待今天晚上。
And so as I share tonight, I'm going to be sharing my story and some examples from my own life. And so I appreciate your patience with me.
谢谢大家的耐心来听我的故事，我会讲一下我自己的生命的一些经历。I
wish I were fluent in the heavenly language of Chinese, but I'm not.
我很希望我能够熟悉这位像天堂一般的语言中文，可惜我还不会。But
I want to share, many of you are single in your 20s, 30s, 40s, some 50s. I'm going to share from my own life about something that happened to me at age 26.
我知道你们当中很多人都是单身的，二十、三十、四十、五十岁。我想跟你讲一下我二十多岁的一些故事。
I was 26 years old, married, and had a three-month-old little baby son.
我26岁结婚，有一个三个月大的孩子，那个时候。
And I was given a new assignment.
我得了一个新的任务。
And I was asked to go to two community colleges and be a campus minister at the junior college level.
我被安排到去两个社区大学，给这些大学生来做他们的校园施工。
And they gave me the keys and told me no one has been in the student center for over a year. It's been locked up and the ministry does not exist anymore. Go start all over again.
他们给我把钥匙，说这个地方有一年多没有人用了，因为这个施工已经没有在运作很久了。
And it was in deep East Texas, and 70 miles from my house. And I drove down to go to the student center, and I had the keys. And so I was going to go see for the very first time.
那个地方，那个学校，学生中心离我家70个英里。我就是拿了这个钥匙，就想看看要会发生什么样的事情。
So I had been told that the building was in bad shape. There were weeds about this high in the yard. And so I called ahead and said, make sure I have electricity.
那个地方是在德州的东部，那个院子呢，那个草长得齐腰这么高了。他跟那个校长说，保证我有电用哈，有电哈。
So I got there and pushed the weeds and went to the front door, unlocked the door, pushed it open, and it was terrible, a terrible odor, terrible smell.
我拨开这个草丛，走到那个前门去把门打开，味道臭极了。And
I turned the electricity on and the lights came on, and I turned the air conditioner on, it came on. But it was dirty. When I hit the switch, dust went everywhere.
我打开灯，灯亮了。打开空调，空调也可以。然后到处都是灰尘。And
so I began to look around. I opened the refrigerator and looked inside, and the food had been in there over a year. And it was terrible.
打开冰箱哦，里面还有东西，一年多没有人碰过了，糟糕极了。
And so I opened the windows, I let the air go through the building, and I turned the fan on and tried to get some circulation of the air.
打开窗户，打开那个风扇，让空气流通起来。
And I started using a vacuum cleaner.
开始用吸尘器来吸地。
And I worked for about 2 hours, and I was just covered in dirt and sweat and perspiring, and I needed a break.
我足足做了两个小时，满身大汗，脏兮兮的，需要休息一下了。
So I walked across the street to the student center and got a Coca-Cola.
我就走过对面街到那个学生活动中心去拿一瓶可乐喝。
And I came back over and I'm drinking the Coke and looking at the building and I saw some old books in the corner, like a little library.
我就四处看看这个房子，发现在那个角落有一些书在那儿，是个小小的图书馆。
And I went over to the bookshelf and I took a little book. It was called The Godly Man.
Godly Man?
Right.
我拿出一本小小的书，是叫做《敬虔的人》。
And I'm drinking my Coke, and I'm looking at this little paperback book, and I'm looking through it. It's a little workbook, and the chapter number 3 says, "Every man needs a life objective."
我打开喝着可乐，打开这本书，看到有一地方第三点说，每个人都需要一个生命的意义和目标。
And the author of the book raised the question, why did God create you and put you here on earth?
那个书的作者提出这样一个问题，为什么上帝创造你带你来这个世界呢？
And the Holy Spirit began to deal with me. Why are you here?
圣灵在我们里面，在我里面来工作，来问我说，你为什么在这里呢？
I was a believer.I knew Jesus. I had been baptized. I believed the Bible, but I did not know why I was here on earth. It was a tough question.
我是个基督徒，我认识主，受洗了，但是我其实并不知道为什么我来这个世上，这是一个挺难的问题。
At the same time, I knew if I died, I was going to heaven, but what about here on earth? And I was troubled in my spirit.
我知道我离开这个世界会到天堂，但是为什么我现在在这个世上呢？我其实不太知道。
And in the book, he said again, "Why did God put you here, and how are you going to spend your life here on earth?"
那个作者就给了一些答案，为什么我们到这个世界，我们要怎么样过我们的生活？
And I didn't have an answer.
我其实没有答案。
I didn't know why God put me here on earth, and I knew this was not a dress rehearsal. I have one life and just one, and I don't get a do-over.
我其实真的不知道为什么我来这个世，但是我知道我没有，我这不是一个预言，没有第二次机会，我只有一次生命的机会。
So I'm reading the little booklet, and he says, in the Bible.We have 2 examples, and I'm sitting there, wow, okay, what is it? 2 examples.
这个书，我发现那个书上说，圣经上告诉我们有两个榜样。我想，哎，什么两个榜样呢？
And he said the first example is we look at the Apostle Paul.
第一个榜样是我们看看保罗，使徒保罗。
And the Apostle Paul...It wrote his last letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy. And in chapter 4, it's his last letter, the last few paragraphs of his very last letter on earth.
他说保罗在他写的最后一本书是提摩太后书，在他这个书的最后第四章，他这么说。
And if you have your Bibles, you might want to look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 through 8.
如果你有圣经, 可以打开来看, 提摩太后书4章的6到8节。
What does it say? You go ahead and read it in Chinese.
Okay, 我来读6到8节, 我现在被浇奠, 我离世的时候到了, 那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了, 所信的道我已经守住了, 从此以后, 有公义的冠冕为我存留, 就是按着公义审判的主, 到了那日要赐给我的, 不但赐给我, 也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。 Amen.
Verse 7, I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
第七节, 那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了, 所信的道我已经守住了。
And in the little booklet it says, what race, what race are you running? It's like the Olympics. And a certain race, when it's time for your race, you have to be ready to run the race in the Olympics.
那什么当跑的路呢? 就像奥林匹克那个赛跑一样, 怎么样的一个路呢?
And so here Paul says, I have fought the good fight and I finished the race.
他说我美好的仗打过, 当跑的路我也跑尽。
And in the little book it said, what race are you running? And I could not answer that question. I didn't know why God put me here.
他最后那本书问说, 当跑的路, 那是什么路呢? 我自己没有答案, 我不知道我在跑什么路。
And as I looked at that scripture, and in the little book, it said, here, Paul, these are his last words, and he's in a prison, a Roman prison, and he is in chains, and he's writing a letter, and he says, I'm at the end. I finished the race. And then he tells Timothy, bring my coat and come see me. And this is his last letter. He's finished his Christian life.
这是保罗,他那个时候在监狱里面, 身上有带着锁链, 他说, 我已经完成了我当跑的路了, 然后他让提摩太把他的 衣服和书带来, 这是在他基督徒生命的最后的尽头了。
So tonight, I'm raising the question for you.
今天晚上我来问大家一个问题。
Why did God put you here on earth for this season? What does he want to do with your life?
我要问大家,
Why did he put you here?
我要问大家, 上帝为什么把我们放在这里, 在这个阶段, 这个时间, 为什么他会放你在这儿, 有什么目的?
Isaiah 43 verse 7 says that he has created all of us to bring him glory.
以赛亚书, 以赛亚书 43章7节, 他说他是为他的荣耀创造我们的。
And God put you here for a reason. And with Paul got his assignment on the road to Damascus when he trusted Christ.
上帝给我们都有一个目的, 像保罗他在去大马士革的路上遇见了耶稣。
On the road to Damascus with a bright shining light, God confronted Paul. And he saw Jesus, and Jesus said, why are you persecuting me, Paul? And then he says, I want you to take the gospel to all the Gentiles.
在去大马士革的路上, 主耶稣基督用大光照耀他, 耶稣与他面对面, 他问他说, 保罗, 你为什么逼迫我? 我要使你做外邦人的使徒, 把福音带到外邦人。
And Paul had gotten his assignment, and now he is at the end of life, and he's in Rome, and he's able to close his eyes and remember all the places he had gone sharing the gospel.
保罗就是在那个时候他领受了这样一个人生的任务, 然后 现在他在监狱里面最他生命的最后的尽头，他说跑完他当跑的路，他在想着他过去走过的每一个他带福音去到的地方。
He could close his mind and see a map and he could say, okay, I went to Philippi. I went to Corinth. I went to Thessalonica. I went to Athens. He could picture all of those places where he took the gospel.
他闭起眼睛呢，他可以想着他去到过那些地方，他去过哥林多，去过腓立比，去过帖撒罗尼迦等等。
And now at the end,He's able to go, I did it. I did it. I took the gospel to all of the known world. I took the gospel. Now I'm ready to go to heaven.
保罗他说，我完成了，我完成了我的任务。我去过这些地方，我现在可以去见主面了。
And in the little book, it said, the author writes the question, what is your assignment?What did God put you here for? And I had no answer.
在书的那本小书的最后，作者问说：“你得到了你的人生任务是什么呢？”那个时候，牧师说他没有答案。
And then in the author of the book said, "There's another person in Scripture that had a life objective."
那个作者他然后说有第二个榜样，他的人生目标他也知道。
He died at age 33.
他在33岁那年去世。
And his name was Jesus Christ.
他的名字是耶稣基督。
He came to die for the sins of the world. And when he was 30 years of age, he went public. And John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.That was his introduction.
他带着这个拯救世人的使命来到世上。三十岁的时候，他就公开露面了。这个施洗约翰为他来向领路报信的人一样说：“你看，这是神的羔羊。”
And he knew he was to be the Lamb of God, the Savior, the one who was going to die on the cross for our sins. He knew that.
施洗约翰知道他是神的羔羊，他会为世人的罪死在十字架上。
And he lived here on earth for three more years, age 30 to 33. And age 33, he dies on the cross.
耶稣后来再活了三年，33岁的时候他就死在十字架上。
He had his assignment.
耶稣有他自己的人生使命。
He was to die for the sins of the world.
他是为世人的罪而死的。
And when he's hanging on the cross, his last words, the blood is dripping off of his elbows, running down into his beard, and he knows that as the Lamb in the Old Testament died and shed his blood, he is shedding his blood for us.
当他被挂在十字架上，鲜血在他的手上、头上流下来，他知道自己就是旧约所说的那个神的羔羊。
And as the blood is running down his face and off of his elbows, and he could see the blood, he knows that without the scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
耶稣基督看了他手上滴下的血、头上滴下的血，他知道，在如旧约所说，没有流血就是罪不得赦免。
And his last words was, "It is finished. I did it. I did it."
耶稣最后的一句话是说：“我成了，我完成了我的任务。”
And as I read the little book, the Holy Spirit is talking to me.And he's saying, why did God put you here? Why did God put you here?
当我读那本小书的时候，圣灵在我里面对我说话，说，为什么我会把你放在这里？为什么？
And I did not have an answer.
我没有答案。
I put the little book back on the shelf.
我把书放回到书架上。
And I found the little space where the book was, and I put it in the shelf right where it had been.
我就把那个书放回到原来那个位置。
And right next to it, the next book over was another little book.
那本书的旁边有另外一本书。
And the title of it was God's Chosen Fast. God's Chosen Fast on Fasting.
那书名叫做《神拣选的禁食》。
And the author talks about fasting, and I had never fasted. I thought that was something for Buddhist monks or people who wanted to starve themselves. I never had been taught about fasting.
那本书是讲关于禁食的，我从来没有禁食过，我以为其实是那些和尚们做的事情。
So I'm sitting here, okay, I don't have a life objective, I've never fasted. And okay, this fasting thing, and in the little book, he looks at every verse of scripture on fasting.
我在那里就想着说，我也没有人生目标，我也没有禁食过。那个书上讲了很多圣经上提到的关于禁食的事。
I have my university degree in biology.
我大学的专业是生物。
And I was a high school biology teacher.
我是个高中的生物老师。
And as I'm reading the little book, he looks at every verse in scripture, and one of the first ones is in Exodus.
里面这个小书里面讲了很多关于禁食的经文，其中一个是讲出埃及记的。
And in Exodus chapter 20, you have the story of where Moses went up on Mount Sinai. And he goes up to get the Ten Commandments.
在出埃及第二十章讲到是摩西上山领受了神给的十诫。
And in the story, it tells us in Exodus that he went up on the mountain and he went without food and water for 40 days.
在那个经文里边讲到摩西上山的时候，他没有带水，也没有带食物，40天。
And I read that again. I said, 40 days, no food? Yeah, Jesus went without food for 40, but going without water for 40 days? Wow, a supernatural fast.
我说 wow, 40天没有食物，耶稣也没有食物40天，但是40天没有水，那真是非常超自然的禁食。
Wow, that is crazy. 40 days without food and water.
40天没有水，没有食物，这是疯了。
And if you read it, you see the story. Moses comes down from the mountain. He sees the golden calf. He gets angry and breaks the Ten Commandments. And then goes back up for 40 more days. No food, no water.
我们记得经文上说，摩西40天之后下来下山，看到那个金牛犊他们在拜，他非常愤怒，他把那个十诫的石板给摔碎了，然后他又上山去了，又是40天没水没食物。
That got my attention.
那让我有点，让我抓住我了。
And the rest of the little book talked about Daniel going on a Daniel fast with no meat, and Jesus fasting 40 days and tempted by Satan. Talked about all the other fasts, but it is messing with my mind.
那书后面继续讲这个禁食，讲到但以理的禁食，讲到耶稣基督40天的禁食，那我脑子里有点混乱了。
And the Holy Spirit is talking to me.
圣灵又对我说话。
I put the little book back up on the shelf, and I sat down and started praying.
我就把那书放回去，然后开始祷告。
And I said, okay, Lord, I don't have a life objective, so I'm going to fast for 40 days. Until you give me a life objective. I do not want to waste my life. I want to do what you put me here to do. And I only have one life. I must do it right. So I want to know what you have for me.
我就跟神说，我说，主啊，我要禁食四十天，让你来告诉我我的人生目标是什么。我只有一个生命，一次的生命，我需要知道我来这个世上的人生的目的是什么。
I went home and told my wife, hey, don't fix any food for me. I'm going to be fasting. Pray for me.
我回家跟妻子说，不要给我煮食物了，你要为我祷告，我要禁食。
And I started fasting, asking God, tell me what you want for me, for my life.
我就开始祷告，开始禁食，祷告，我跟主说，主啊，你要告诉我，我的人生目的是什么。
And I took notes and kept a journal. And in my prayer time, Lord, I want to know what you want for my life.
我开始祷告，我记笔记，记下我的心路历程。我想知道主啊，你要我为你做什么？
And I also told him, I want to know at the end of my life that I did it.
我还跟主说，我要知道在我的生命的尽头，我知道我是完成了我的任务。
Paul was able to see the map and knew that he did it. And he said, I finished the course. He could picture it in his mind. And Jesus, when he saw the blood, I did it. I'm the Lamb of God. I said, God, give me a picture for my life.
保罗在他会想到他走过的地方，他说他当跑路，他跑尽了。耶稣基督看到他的鲜血滴下来，他也说，我是神的羔羊，我成了。那我呢？主说，我跟主说，我呢？你要我做什么？
And so I started fasting, and 22 days later, 17 pounds lighter, I got my answer.
我就开始进食祷告。22天之后，我体重减轻了17磅，我得到了我的答案。
And he gave me a lot of scriptures, the Great Commission, making disciples, going to all parts of the world. I have a lot of scriptures in my life objective.
他给我很多经文，我的人生目标里有很多的经文，大使命，要使人做门徒，到各地。
And he told me, I want you to make disciples. I want you to do what I told the other disciples. Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And go into all parts of the world. That's your assignment.
神跟我说，你的任务，人生任务就是使人做门徒。像我跟当时的门徒所说的，教导，我所教导的，到世界各地去使人做门徒。
And I said, okay, but how will I know if I accomplished it? I need a picture. What is my picture? How will I know it?
我跟主说，我说主啊，那好啊，我需要一个图画，让我知道说我怎么样是完成了我的任务呢？给我一个图画。
And I was sharing this Bible study with a group of men, and I told them, God, in my mind, is a globe of the world. And one of the men gave me a globe in my Bible study.
Before
and I still have it.
Okay. Right during the fasting time?
Yeah, during the fasting time, he gave me the picture of a globe.
就在我进食祷告的时候，神给我一个图画是这个地球。我就跟我的这个弟兄查经班的人分享，他们有个弟兄就送我一个这样的地球仪。
And I shared this with our men, and one of the men bought me a globe. It's an old globe now. This was years ago.
对，那个弟兄就给我买了一个地球仪，现在已经很旧了这个地球仪。
I was 26 then, and last week I turned 72.
那个时候是26岁，上个星期我72岁。
This old globe has stayed with me all these years.
这个地球仪一直跟着我这些年日。
And the picture I have for me is when I'm 80, 90 years old and I have to go to the nursing home, I'm going to take my pajamas, my Bible, and my globe, and my toothbrush.
我的图画就是当我80岁、90岁，我去养老院住的时候，我带上我的睡衣、我的圣经，还有我的地球仪，还有我的牙刷。
And I believe that on my last day of thinking clearly, I will be able to do this.
我知道，就是在我脑子还清醒的时候，我可以做的事情。
I believe the Holy Spirit is going to say, Sam, you're at the end. And when he tells me that, I'm going to hit the little buzzer in the nursing home, zzz, 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 and the intercom, the nurse is going to say, yes, Mr. Douglas, what can I do for you? And I'm going to say, come to my room.
我在想的是，我最后的时候是这样子的，就是圣灵会跟我说，Sam, 你的时候到了，我就会按一按我那个房间的按钮，然后那个护士就会跟我说，你要什么？他说，来我的房间。
And in a few minutes, one of the nurses is going to knock on the door and stick their head in the door, say, yes, Mr. Douglas, what can I do for you? And I'm going to say, please go over there, get my globe.And move it next to my bed.
护士会敲门，伸脑子来说，Douglas 先生，我能为你做什么？我会跟他说，把我的地球仪拿过来，放在我的身边。
And I want you to spin it very fast, real good. Give it a good spin.
我会很快的让这个地球仪转起来。
And then I'm going to close my eyes, take a long bony finger, and touch the globe.
我会闭起眼睛用手戳一下那个地球仪。
And I want to be able to touch every state in the United States and every country in the world and have someone there that I have invested in that is furthering the gospel. And if I can do that,Then I'm going to take this old bald head, put it on the pillow and say, Oh, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
我的手可能碰到地球仪上，有美国的每一个州，世界各地都有，在那里都有我投资我的生命去让那里的人得着福音，传扬福音的那个时候，我就可以把我的光脑门贴在枕头上说，说我已经当跑的路跑尽了，该打的仗打过了。
Right now, I can only touch about 80% of the globe.
现在我只去过80%地球上80%的地方。
If my finger hits on the top of the globe, I have trained Eskimo people inside of the Arctic Circle.
如果我的手放到地球仪的上边，那个爱斯基摩人，我在那里训练过他们。
If my finger, and there's a good possibility, if my finger touches the globe, it may hit mainland China.
我手如果碰得对，也碰到中国。
I can touch mainland China. I've been there many times working with the church. I can touch Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Puerto Rico, all of the provinces in Canada. Every state in the United States I have trained in. I can touch a lot of Singapore. I can touch there. I can touch all over the world. I still have about 20% left.But I'm busy doing the work, and I believe I'm going to be able to accomplish it.
对，我去过中国很多好多次，很多地方，然后我去过加拿大各省，美国的各州，新加坡、巴基斯坦、波多黎各，很多地方，还有20%地方我还没有去。我相信我能够完成这个任务。
I just got back. In fact, this shirt here is an African shirt.I just got it, and this became my, I preached in this shirt in Rwanda, Africa. And this is a new shirt, and I decided to wear it tonight because I can touch Rwanda. Last month, I couldn't touch Rwanda. Now I can.
我穿的这个衣服是从非洲卢旺达回来的，我刚从那儿回来，上个月我还没有能够碰到卢旺达这个地方，现在我可以了，这是个新的衣服。8 years ago,
I was 64, and I fasted a second time. And I said, Lord, I'm getting older. I still have a lot of the globe to touch. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
8 years ago, I was 64. I再次进食祷告，我跟主说，主啊，你还有哪些地方你要我去的？
And he took me to three scriptures. And one of them is Matthew 24:14. And it says that Jesus will not come again until every tongue, every tribe, and every nation has heard the gospel.
神给我三段经文，其中一段是马太福音22章，他说主耶稣基督不会再来，除非所有的人都会敬拜耶稣。 22?
It's Matthew...
It's okay.
Four, wow.
Matthew
24:14, I think.
Okay.
It says when every tongue, every tribe, then the end will come. Okay. And then he took me to Revelation 5 and Revelation 7. He says, when Jesus comes again, every tongue, every tribe, and every nation will be at the throne and bow and say he is Lord.
对，在马太福音24章和后来他带我去看启示录，就是万族万民都要来敬拜神。
You sang the song at the very beginning. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When does that happen? It hasn't happened yet.
我们刚开始的时候唱这首诗歌，耶稣基督是主，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要成为耶稣基督是主。它什么时候会发生这个事情呢？还没有发生呢。
And so I said, okay, Lord, what are you telling me? He said, there are, 8 years ago, we discovered there are 6,186 unreached people groups in the world who've never heard the gospel.
对，那个时候主告诉我说，还有16,000个民族还没有认识，还没有听过福音的。
And the Lord told me in my fasting at age 64, your job the rest of your life is to get the unreached people groups in the throne room so they can bow and worship Jesus. I cannot send Jesus to get his bride until every tongue and every tribe has heard the gospel.
我64岁的时候，主这么对我说的。他说你要去到这些从来没有听闻福音的这些民族去，直到所有的万族万民都认识也都听闻耶稣基督。So
that's what I'm doing. And God is doing phenomenal things in our world.
这个就是我正在做的，神正在世界各地做奇妙的事情。
The reason I was in New York City, I was training in New York City. That's where I met Nancy. And I was training folks from Bangladesh, a very difficult place. But they're getting the gospel into Bangladesh. I have a guy right now that I have trained in Pakistan, and he has planted 5,800 churches in a Muslim country.
我来纽约的，上次来纽约认识 Nancy 的那个时候，就是我来纽约训练，训练谁呢？是来自孟加拉的牧师们，他们在孟加拉这个地方传福音。现在我在训练的是来巴基斯坦的这个牧师，他在穆斯林国家建立了5,000多个教会。
close with the last story. I was training in Sierra Leone, West Africa.
我最后讲一个故事来结束。我在西非训练培训。
And there in the capital city, it is called Freetown, Sierra Leone.
这个西非这国家叫 Sierra Leone， 不知道是什么中文名字。它的首都是叫做自由图。
And I trained 60 pastors.
我在训练60个牧师。
And I trained them on how to do Luke chapter 10.
我在训练他们怎么样来做这个路加福音十章的这个所说的。
And in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends out 70 pairs of disciples to go to villages that he had not been in yet.
在路加福音十章这里，主是差遣70个人，两个两个的出去到各城各乡去，他们没有去过的地方。
And he teaches them, don't take any money, don't take any shoes, don't take extra clothes.Don't take any food. Go in and find a person of peace.
主命令他们说不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带血，就到那个有平安的那家去。
And so in our training, we train our guys how to go into a brand new village that has never heard the gospel and how to do it exactly like Jesus told them to do it.
我们训练这些弟兄们，他们怎么样来正就是像主耶稣基督这里所说的，到这些一个完全不认识的新的村庄去传福音。
And I trained these 60 pastors, and on the last day I said, "Okay, we know what the Bible says. Today we do the lab. We're going to go into the Muslim."Refugee community and look for a person of peace and share the gospel.
最后我们训练结束的时候，我说，现在我们就要开始做实习了。现在你们就去到这个穆斯林的难民营去，找这个有平安之人，给他们传福音。
They left all of their money. They left their cell phones. They left everything. Had nothing, and 60 pastors went into the Muslim refugee marketplace.
这60个牧师他把他们的钱包放下来，手机放下来，什么都不带，然后去到这个穆斯林的难民营去。
A very dangerous place.
一个非常危险的地方。
A scary place.
一个让人害怕的地方。
And these pastors were scared.
这些牧师他们会害怕的。
And we had trained them how to pray and listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们训练他们怎么样祷告来聆听圣灵的声音。
And when they came back at the end of the day, I could tell they were all excited.
当他们一天结束的时候，他们回来，看到他们都很兴奋。
I said, "What happened?"
我问他们发生什么事情了。
And the pastors, "Oh, people trusted Jesus."154 people trusted Christ. 154 Muslim people trusted Christ.
那些牧师们说啊，154个人信耶稣了。
And they found 60 persons of peace and started house churches with them.
他们找了60个人，就有主的平安的，开始了教会。
And so I'm asking them to share their stories.
我让他们来分享他们的故事。
And I said, "Who wants to go first? Who wants to tell their story first?"
我说谁要第一个来告诉我们的告诉我们你的故事。
And all the pastors together said, "Let these two guys go first. You've got to hear their story."
所有的牧师都说让这两个人先来说，一定要听他们的故事。
And so I said, "Okay, guys, what's your story?"
你们的故事怎么样？说一说。
And what the pastor, they're both just smiling and they're excited. They said, "Well, we got off of the bus and, you know, we're in the middle of the Muslim community. Where do we go?"
那两个牧师笑着告诉我们，我们 下了那个巴士，然后到了这个穆斯林的地方。我们去哪里呢？
And he said, I looked at my partner and said, where do you think the Holy Spirit wants us to go? He said, I don't know. Let's just start walking.
我其中一个说，我问旁边的牧师说，圣灵怎么说我们去哪个地方？他说我也不知道，他们就开始走路了。
So they started walking down into the poor, dangerous Muslim refugee community.
所以他们就一直走到那个很穷困乱的这个穆斯林难民营。
And he said, "What's the Holy Spirit telling you?"
他说，圣灵跟你说，继续走吧。
Keep walking.
继续走。
So they kept walking. They went a little further. And he looked at the and said, "What do you think the Holy Spirit is telling you?" He said, "I said I think we need to turn at the next street."
然后继续走，然后说圣灵怎么说？那人说，我觉得应该向右转到下一条街。
And he said, and I said, "Yeah, I think we need to turn left at the next street." Yes.
那人说，哦，向左，向下一条街向左转。
And he said, "We kept walking." And finally, I said, "I think it's that house right over there, that one over there."
他们继续走，然后说，我想是那个房子。
And he said, "I think you're right. The Holy Spirit's telling me that's the house."
另外一个人说，我觉得你说的对，圣灵也这么对我说的。
He said, "So we walked over to the house, and he looked at me, and he said, 'What are we going to?' And he said, 'Knock on the door.'"
然后他们走到那个房子，说怎么办？敲门吧。
And nobody answered.
没有人回应。
So he said, "Knock louder."
他说敲了大声一点。
And he knocked on the door. He said, "They're not answering. Nobody's home."
还是没有人应门，没有人在家呀。
He said, "Knock louder."
他说敲了大声一点。
No answer.
还是没有。
What am I going to do? He said, "Holler real loud, hey."
怎么办？他说大声叫吧。
And so he hollered real loud, "Hey, can anybody hear me?"
他说，哎，有谁回应我吗？听到我吗？
And way in the back of the house, there was a voice that hollered back and said, "Yes, I hear you. I am a crippled man. I cannot come to the door."
他们听到在那个屋子很远的地方有个声音回应他们说，我听见你们了，我是一个瘸子，我不能走路，不能来给你们开门。
So this African pastor looked at his pastor friend says, "What do we do?" And he hollered, "Hey, can we pray to Jesus to heal you so you can come to the door and we can tell you about Jesus?"
他们就牧师就说，哎，我们可以为你祷告吗？请让耶稣医治你，让你可以来给我们开门，让我们告诉你更多关于耶稣的事。
And in the back, he said, "Yes, please pray for me."
后面那个人就说，好啊，请你为我祷告。
And so with a loud voice, they prayed, "Jesus, you died for this man. Would you please heal him? By your shed blood, will you heal this man so he can come to the door? And we can tell him about you."
他们就很大声的祷告说，主耶稣基督，你为这个人死的，你可不可以医治他，让他能够得到医治，他可以来这里开门，让我们告诉他关于你耶稣基督。
And the crippled man was in bed, and his left leg started to tingle and shake.
那个瘸瘫痪的人应该是在床上，他的脚就开始动起来。
And the crippled man picked his leg up and put it outside on the floor.
这个瘫的人他就把他的脚搬到床边。
And then his other leg started to shake.
他另外一个脚又开始动起来。
He put it on the floor and raised up out of bed.
他又把他这个脚也搬到这个床边就。
And he tried to stand up and he stood up slowly.
他尝试着站起来，他果然慢慢的就能站起来了。
And he began to shuffle little steps one at a time.
他就开始慢慢的一步一步的这样走起来。
And he began to walk to the door, and by the time he got to the door, he was completely healed.
当他这样一步一步走到门口的时候，当他走到门口，他就完全好了。
He was so excited, the crippled man started shouting, and he jumped up and down, he ran down the street, got his wife and got his children, and came back, and the whole household, whole family trusted Jesus.
这个人非常的兴奋，他跑到街上去，把他的妻子、孩子都找回来，然后这一家就都信耶稣了。
And the neighbors heard, and right there a house church was birthed.
他的邻居也听到了这个见证，这样的一个家庭教会就建立起来了。
He was a Muslim imam.
他是个穆斯林的伊曼，是一个老教师。
He was a religious leader.
他是他们的宗教领袖。
But in that refugee camp, 60 house churches were started in that one training.
在那样一个培训，在那个难民营有60个家庭教会被建立。
That's what I do. I'm getting people in the throne room so Jesus can come again and every tongue will confess, and every knee will bow and say, He is Lord.
这个就是我在做的，就是把人带到耶稣基督的施恩座前，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。 Amen.
8 years ago, there were 6,136 unreached people groups. Today, every one of those unreached people groups has some church, some organization, someone who says, we will adopt them. All 6,000 unreached people groups have been adopted. And I believe in my lifetime, I'm going to see my life objective come about.
在八年前有6000多个未籍福音未籍的民族群，但是现在今天所有这6000个族群都已经有机构有组织来认领这些民族，要给他们来传福音。我相信在我的有生之年，我会看见我的人生目标会达到会实现。
We're getting very close, and things are beginning to happen, and we're seeing some things happen in our world. And I believe, I never really thought this, but I believe Jesus could really come in my lifetime.
我从以前没有想过，但是我现在看见世界上发生的事情，我真的相信，在我的有生之年，耶稣基督会再来。
And you look at what's happening in our world. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, famine, on and pandemics. You look at the pandemic. Yeah, I mean, all of the things scripture says, the earth groans in travail. And he told us these things would happen right before he came again.
我们看看现在的世界，真的战争，现在的疫情，真的如耶稣基督所说的，他真的要再来了。
So I leave you on that note. And I raise the question for you, what is your life objective? Why are you here? And what does God want to do with you?
最后我大家留下这样一个问题来问你，你的人生目标是什么? 神要你为他做什么?
Thank you for the opportunity. You have any questions?
谢谢给我这个机会，有什么问题吗？ 大家可以提问现在。 Thank you, Pastor Sam. It's very...
You're welcome. Any questions? Any thoughts? Did it make sense?
有什么问题吗？ 大家听得明白吗？
我有问题。
James have question. 好， James 先来提问。
关于你 在很偶然之间看到这两本书，我相信是神带领你接触到这两本书。我想问到关于见识，为什么神让人去见识呢？那他的目的在哪里呢？又怎么样？还有就是说，你怎么样听到神跟你说话，或者你怎么样有这个能力去行主神给你的旨意呢？
James have like two or three questions. It seems like by accident you found these two little books. So about fasting, what's the reason God tells you about that we need to fast? And then how do you hear God's voice? How do you know his will? And how do you have the ability, a capacity to do God's will? Like three questions.
Okay, let's answer it several ways.
有方面的回答。
The Holy Spirit is the one who speaks to us. And whenever I fast, fasting, going without food, it lets God know that I'm serious.
圣灵对我们说话，当我们进食祷告的时候，没有不吃食物的时候，神知道我们是认真的。
And it lets God, in fact, you study fasting in scripture. Jesus fasted for 40 days. In Matthew chapter 4, he went 40 days and Satan tempted him. And it was 40 days before he went public in his ministry.
圣经上有很多关于禁食的教导，主耶稣基督四十天禁食祷告，他在马太福音第四章，他撒旦来试探他，但是，对。
So, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he said, "When you pray and fast, when you pray and fast, those two things go together."
主耶稣在教导他的门徒说，他也是这样说，他说当你禁食祷告的时候，当你禁食祷告，他是总是把这两个事情连在一起的，禁食和祷告。
Every time Jesus talked about fasting, 80-85% of the time, they went together, prayer and fasting, when you pray and fast. And for instance, they encountered the demon-possessed man, and the disciples were surprised at the demons, and he said, these are only overthrown with prayer and fasting together. And we don't hear much about fasting anymore.
我们今天很少听到禁食祷告了，但是在主耶稣的教导里面，85%他的教导里面讲到祷告的时候，他都提到禁食。比如在那个一个赶鬼的时候，耶稣说，若不是借着禁食祷告，我们是不能够赶出这鬼的。
Sometimes they're short fast, sometimes long fast. I had a major decision last week.And so I took an entire day and said, Lord, I'm just going to fast today because I need to make a decision and I don't want to make the wrong decision. So speak to me. And so during the lunch hour, I wasn't eating. I was fasting and listening and praying.
对，有短的禁食，有长的禁食。上个星期我有个大决定要做，所以我决定有一个长的禁食，一天不吃食物。所以中午的时候我没有吃饭，我就在祷告来记下神对我说的话。
And then when you hear from God, if you hear on this web call, if you say, hey, I know Jesus is Lord and Savior, I would want to hear your story. For instance, how many of you remember when you trusted Christ and invited him into your life? Do you remember that? Just raise your hand if you remember.
大家都记得你当初接受主耶稣的时候的情形吗？记得的话举一下手给牧师看一下。
Do you remember that?
When we received Jesus?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. What was that like?
那是怎么样的呢?
What was happening on the inside with you? What was happening?
你里面发生了什么事情?
Did you come under, do you understand his voice? Ah, if you understand his voice, then he uses the same voice every time. I remember when I was called into the ministry, I talked to an older pastor. And I said, how do you know when you're called to the ministry? And he laughed and he said, what, you want a handwriting on the sky? A loud voice? A boom from heaven? And I said, well, that sounds good. He said, why should God change his voice? You already know it.
就是我们当初接受主的时候，主对我们说话，那个你还记得吗？ 其实神今天仍然会这样对我们说话。 所以他说有一次，他当他寻求一个老牧者的意见的时候，他问老牧者说，怎么样听到神的声音呢？ 老牧者说，你希望神是从天上降下什么声音来，或者在天空上写字给你吗？ 你希望神改变他说话的声音吗？ 他一直是对我们一样的说话的方式。
The pastor, when I was a young man, called into the ministry. He said, what do you want? Do you want a bright, shining light and a voice from heaven? I said, that would be great. He said, Paul was the only one that had that happen.
Okay.
He said, why should God change his voice? Because you already know it. You know his voice because he spoke to you and you trusted Christ. That's the Holy Spirit.
那个老牧师说，你希望天上打雷的对你说话吗？ 神只对保罗这样做过，当初你怎么接受主，你怎么听到圣灵的声音的，今天他仍然可以这样对你说话。I
pray and fast because I want a fresh word.
我禁食祷告是因为我希望能够听到一个清晰的话语。I
pray and fast because I want to make sure I'm hearing correctly.
我禁食祷告是因为我想听得很清楚。Because
I don't want to get off track. He first spoke to me at age 26. 40 years later, at age 64, I'm asking him for a fresh word. I want you to, like on a TV, I want to be on the same channel, but I also want to use the little one to get the lines out of the picture, and I want a clear picture. And so I fast for a clear picture or a fresh word.
我26岁的时候我听到主的声音，我40年之后我希望同样就像电视机那个频道，同一个频道能够清楚的，只是把东西把边上的擦干净，能够清楚的听见。Amen.
The exciting thing is God wants time with you. He wants you to seek him with all your heart. He wants a relationship and he wants you to listen. Most of the time when I'm praying, I'm doing all the talking. When are you going to let him talk and take notes?
让我们兴奋的是，神期待跟我们这样的安静的时间，我们与他单独在一起，他希望这个关系。很多时候祷告，我们只顾自己说话，但是我们要听他说话，听到他的声音。
This is why in Old Testament, several times, be still and know I am the Lord your God. Most of us are so busy, we don't take time to be quiet and listen.
在诗篇所说的，你们要安静，知道，要休息，知道我是神。很多时候我们太忙了，我们听不到神的声音。
And he speaks to us through his word. A lot of times he shows me scripture. And sometimes he speaks to me in my spirit, where I know that's right. Uh-huh. And my spirit agrees with his spirit. Sometimes he uses the Holy Spirit and another believer to speak truth into my life.
圣灵对我们说话有很多种形式，有时候他直接通过他的话语来对我们说话，通过圣经对我们说话，有时候他通过圣灵直接对我们的灵说话，让我们的灵跟圣灵是互相呼应的，有时候他通过我们身边的基督徒来对我们说话。
I'm wondering, do you have any older, mature Christian that you trust, that you know they have a walk with God? When I went into prayer and fasting, I called an old believer, an old man that I knew. And I told him, I said, I just need, while I'm praying and fasting, I want you to be fasting and praying too, and let the Holy Spirit talk to you. And when I come out of my prayer time, I want to ask you and see if we're on the same page. Godly counsel is huge.
对，我不知道你有没有一些年长的成熟的基督徒啊。每次我进食祷告的时候，我都会打电话约跟一个成熟的基督徒，跟他说，我进食祷告的时候，希望你也同时为我进食祷告。当我离开我的祷告室的时候，我希望他和我的祷告是一致的。
Does that help?
这样有帮助吗？
多谢。
Thank you, Pastor.
对。
俄语问一个问题吗
？Edward is going to ask a question.
Yeah, okay. 一个很有趣的问题。我刚才听你说去了80个国家地区。如果是你不会讲当地的语言，你怎么办？虽然有翻译，但是不能够把你的意思传神给他。你是通过神，跟他们交谈吗？
Edward said he would have an interesting question about language. You said you have been to 80% of the world, and when you go to these different places, how do you understand their language? If you don't, do you only depend on a translator, interpreter, or you God speak to them directly?
No, I have translators who interpret for me.
You may not be perfect. Sometimes lost in translation. How would you do that?
In my life, there's been two situations I was in where I witnessed myself. I was in, one of them was in the United States, another one was in Mexico. But I was in a worship service, and there was an old Navajo Indian, Native American there that did not know English. And I was in the worship service. And at the end of the worship service, we gave an altar call for people to come forward to trust Christ. And this old Indian man, I mean, he must have been 90 years old. He walks to the front, and I was there with a missionary, and the missionary had been doing the preaching, and I was there to help the missionary, and this old Indian man comes forward, and when he's coming forward, the missionary looks at me, and I look at him, and it is like, hey, be praying. I don't know. This guy doesn't know English. So he walks up to my friend and starts talking Navajo.
Okay.
And so, but my friend knew there was an Indian lady sitting to the right, and he asked her to come up and translate.
Yeah, let me translate. Sorry, Pastor. Okay. 对，他说他都是用翻译的，他只有两次的，一次是在美国，一次是在墨西哥，在一次敬拜的里边，然后有一个印第安人，老印第安人90岁的，当他们呼召的时候，老印第安人走到前面去来回应这个呼召，然后这个呼召的牧师他们俩对望一下，说我们都不懂印第安话，然后他看见有一个他们知道有一个女士她会讲印第安话的。Okay.
So he asked the lady, come help me. I don't know Navajo. And so she asked the old man, why are you coming to the front of the church? And the old Indian man said, I heard the entire message in Navajo.
Oh. 那个女士问这个印第安人说，你为什么到前面来呢？那个印第安人说，在整一个讲道的过程，我听到的信息都是用我的印第安话来讲的。
And that is a miracle of hearing.
那是一个听的一个神迹。
Because the mission, everybody else heard English, he heard Navajo.
其他人听到都是英文，这个人听到的是 Navajo 这个印第安语。
Ah,But in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, they spoke and they all heard in 16 different languages.
对，在使徒行传第二章确实也发生过当时在保罗传讲信息的时候，当地的人听到16种不同的方言，在他们的耳中自己听到各自的方言。
It's a miracle of hearing, and the Holy Spirit can do that.
圣灵会这样工作的。
At the same time, the second time, I have an uncle. And we took a group of youth to Mexico to do mission work. And my uncle went early. He and some men went early because they were going to cook the food.And then the youth group was going to come and lead the worship service with translators. But the bus broke down and we couldn't get to Mexico. So interpret, then I'll carry the story. Go ahead.
对，还有一次是我和一个叔叔，我们去墨西哥去宣教。当时他们要准备各样的东西，但是在路上这个车子坏了。OK.
And no one knew what happened. The bus broke down, and there was not going to be any preacher, any translator, anything. And my uncle had gotten there early to be the cook. He and two men were going to be the cooks for the food, but he didn't know Spanish. But all of the people from the community came for worship that night. And so they came, and they sang, but no preacher. And the pastor came over to my uncle and started talking Spanish. And my uncle said, no Spanish, no Espanol, none. I don't know Spanish. And but he kept saying, no, speak. And my uncle stood up and started speaking. He does not know what he said.But as he spoke, everybody heard Spanish. And many people trusted Christ. And to this day, my uncle, he says, I don't even know what I said.
对，这个是这样，那个车子坏了的路上，所以那个本来要分享信息的牧师啊，翻译都在那个车上，他们不能赶到那个现场。然后这个牧师的叔叔呢，是当时在那里做厨师煮饭而已。然后当时因为敬拜完了没有讲员，然后当地的牧师就到这个叔叔那说，你来讲吧。那个叔叔说，我不懂西班牙话呀。他说，那牧师说，你来说。他就站起来说了，他讲的就是西班牙话。他叔叔到今天还觉得说是。
But that doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. God can do that anytime.
这个不让我觉得惊讶，因为神随时可以做这样的事情。
He had a donkey in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament speak perfect Hebrew.
对，在旧约曾经有一次，一个驴子，它可以说非常好的希伯来话。Amen. Maybe you speak.Chinese to us sometime.
I will speak English and I pray that you will have hearing in Chinese. How about that?
That would be great. Save my life.
Any other questions? I hope this is helpful.
对，希望这有帮助。还有其他问题吗？
还有一个很重要。
James 让其他人问一下好吗？Grace 有问题，好，Grace。
很重要，OK。
Grace 是不是有提问？举手了。Hello， 还有
哦，没事，刚才按错了。
OK， 还有其他人有问题吗？
谢，非常感谢。
对，
我问一个问题，就是
Please ask a question.
Yeah, 刚才 Pat San 也讲他在26岁的时候承认他有这样一个看见书，然后圣灵也借着那个来向他说话。那么我想问的就是在他我想在他这么多年肯定在生命当中有遇到，就是他当他遇到事工的转折，或者是就是说当一个情况发生，就是说好像在非常困难，非常在人看来是不可能的情况下，那么我想问一下，就是在这种情况下他是就是说他是如何的能够那个靠一个经历这个神借着这个圣灵对他的这样一个让他重新这样的起来，能够鼓起勇气，或者神给他看到又开一条新的路，使他能够从这个困境中走出来，或者是他能够在这个转折的时候，他能够就是说能够知道神给他这个方向。
Pastor, do you hear in English?
You want me ask in English?
我跟他开玩笑。You didn't hear in English? Okay. 你可以自己问吗？还是我来翻译？你要我来
问？ Okay, 我
自己问，你自己问好了。
Okay, Pastor Sam, could you tell me, how did you get the revealing from the God through Holy Spirit when you in the challenge, most challenging time, or in very difficult time?Or when you transition from one mission field to another field, I mean, I think you'll meet so many challenging times or difficult times, or sometimes you don't know what to do, or it looks like impossible, nothing will happen, but how God will use the Holy Spirit or use His word to let you get up or let you to follow Him.
The Holy Spirit.I'm always amazed at how the Holy Spirit works.
我常常很惊讶圣灵的工作。
And for instance, my first wife was killed in a car wreck. And I had been married 28 years. And the Holy Spirit was my comforter.And I held my pillow at night, and I could just sense his presence holding me. He was my comforter.
对，
Go ahead.
对，牧师他曾经这样经历圣灵的安慰，就是他的28年的婚姻，他的妻子，第一任妻子车祸过世了，圣灵自己来安慰他，他抱着这个枕头，感觉到圣灵自己来拥抱他。
And he comforted me at the deepest level, deeper than any human could comfort me.
他用人没有办法能够描述的那种最深层次的安慰。
You know, David in Psalm 23, he says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The valley of the shadow of death is very real. And I was in the depths.Of the valley, grieving, and the Holy Spirit comforted me. So I know what it means to be comforted.
诗篇二十三篇大卫所说的，走过死荫的幽谷，神怎么安慰他？那是很真实的啊。牧师经历过那个，真的是死荫的幽谷啊，也知道圣灵真亲自安慰。
Sometimes in my life, He has spoken to me, and I believe it was audibly.Where I heard with my physical ears.
有时候我是亲耳听到圣灵的声音。
It was over a year after my wife's death. I was 52 years old, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I sensed his presence. He walked into the room, I sat straight up in bed, and my name is Samuel, like Samuel in the Old Testament. And he told me, and I believe I heard with these ears, he said, I want you to marry Joanne Walker. bless her and give her children. And I said, but Lord, I want you to marry Joanne Walker, bless her and give her children. I said, yes, Lord. And when I said yes, I laid down and a peace came over me. So sometimes he can speak out loud where you can hear.
有时候圣灵是可以用听得见的声音来对我们说话。那年我52岁，我太太过世一年之后，早晨凌晨四点钟我看见神进到我的房间，坐在那里，他用我听得见的声音来对我说话，说你娶这个 Mary Walker, Joanne Walker, 来祝福他，让他有孩子。他说了两遍。
I had known Joanne for 17 years. She's been a friend of our family.
我认识这个 Joanne 有17年，她是我们一个家庭的朋友。
I was 52, she was 45.
我52，她40。
She had no children, and I had four children by my first wife. And I'm 52, she's 45, and the doctor said she could never get pregnant.
我52，她45，然后谢谢西西，然后医生说她不会有孩子了。我有四个孩子。
And but I said, okay, Lord. And Joanne and I got married. I was obedient. And I got married at age 52, and 8 weeks after we were married, Joanne got pregnant. And the doctors were surprised because they said there was no way she could ever get pregnant.
那年我52岁，我真的很顺服，我就娶了 Joanne。我们结婚八个星期 ，Joanne 就怀孕了。医生非常的惊讶，因为他们觉得她是不可能怀孕的。
So whenever the Holy Spirit speaks audibly, sometimes he gives me a word of instruction from the Bible, a command, a promise. Sometimes he speaks through another believer. Sometimes it's just in my own spirit. But whenever he speaks,My answer is yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. 神可以通过听得见的声音对我们说话，也可以通过圣经的话语对我们说话。只要任何事我听见，我就说是的，主。
When he spoke to me, I said, "But Lord, 52, I'm not Abraham. My children are grown. Lord, why me? No. Yes, sir. Just yes." And so I have a question for you tonight.Here's your question.
Let me translate, please.
I gave you one question. I'm going to give you a second one. The first question was, why did God put you here? Okay. And out of this Bible study and time together, I would challenge you to pray and fast and take notes and say, Lord, I want to know what you want from my life.
Okay.
Get your life objective. Yours is going to be different than me.You get your life objective. Psalm 139, he fashioned and formed you in your mother's womb for a purpose.
好，就是我听到神的声音，我就说是的，没有任何的辩解。所以我今天晚上我给你们两个问题。第一个是你的人生目的是什么？你的人生目的是什么？
And get you a notebook, take notes, and listen. And when the Holy Spirit puts something in your heart or in your mind, write it down.
拿个小本子出来做笔记，神对你说什么就把它记下来。
Okay, that's the first thing.
这是第一个问题。
The second thing though, I'm going to ask you, and when we get off tonight, I challenge you to do this.
第二问题我要来挑战你们。
Can you sit down tonight and take a pen or a pencil and write a note to God?
今天晚上你可不可以坐下来写一段话给神
？And the note, can you say this? I remember when a speaker challenged me and about 4,000 college students. He said, "Can you write a note to God and say, 'Dear God, comma, yes,' and sign your name?"
你可不可以给神写这样一个一封信，说亲爱的神，是的，然后签名。
Dear God, comma, yes, and sign your name.
亲爱的神，是的，然后签你的名。
The first time I was married, and the first time I was about 26, a very special year, and the speaker challenged us to write God a note. And I had to be honest. My note was like this, Dear God, comma, yes, comma, but, will you go anywhere, do anything in obedience, anything he says? Dear God, yes. Will you go to a cold climate or a hot climate? Will you go to a dangerous place? Or is your note going to say, Dear God, yes, comma, but it has to be within 300 miles of my city? Or yes, God, but it's got to be a large community where there are Chinese speakers. Or yes, Lord, is it yes, comma, but? Or can you just say, yes, Lord? I came to the point in my life where I said, yes, Lord. Well, Sam, I want you to go live among the Eskimos. Yes, Lord. In the Arctic Circle. Sam, I want you to go to the dangerous places in China. And I've run from the police several times. Yes. I mean, yes. But Sam, how about going? Yes, Lord.
Mm.
My wife and I had to come to the same decision to say yes.
Okay.
Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, he then expects obedience.
当年我二十六岁的时候，这个大会的主席这么挑战我们，说我们是否可以这样写这封信。当时我的答案，诚实的说，当时我的答案是，亲爱的神，是的，不过。但是上帝不要我们这样，上帝要我说，亲爱的神，是的，然后签名。无论神叫我们去什么地方，没有任何的条件，我们就说顺服的说是的。
Don't ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you if you're not going to be obedient.
如果你不打算顺服的话，不要叫圣灵对你说话。
Dear God, yes. Just yes.
只说是的。
And that's where the joy comes.
那就是喜乐的来源。
Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, come, I might have life and have it more abundantly.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音十章说的，我要使你们得生命，并得更丰盛。
I want you to know ever since I have said yes to him at age 26, I've had more fun than any kind of ride I could have at Disney World. I have had a fantastic, exciting, full of surprises life.
我可以告诉你，自从我26岁对神说 yes 之后，我的生命充满了兴奋，充满了新奇，充满了快乐，比去迪士尼公园玩的那个快乐的许多许多。Amen.
Is this making sense? Okay.
大家听明白了。
This is where the joy comes. The excitement comes. Because he has taken me places I never dreamed. He's asked me to do things I never would have thought about. He's asked me to go places that I didn't even know were on the map. Just yes, Lord. But what about the pandemic? It's nothing. Yes, Lord. But what about, I don't know the language. God says, I've got this. You know, I took care of it at Pentecost. I can do it now. He never asked me to do anything that he can't accomplish through me.
所以当我们这就是喜乐的来源，当我们对神顺服的时候，我们充满了兴奋，充满了新奇，神不会让我们做他不能完成的事情。Amen.
Anyone else? Is this helping? I hope it's making sense.
Yes.
It's not, let me say this. It's no accident that you are on this Zoom call tonight.
我想告诉大家，没有意外，你今天晚上在这个 Zoom 上面不是一个意外。
I'm eager to see what God does. God may ask you to go somewhere you never thought about. He may ask you to leave your job and go somewhere else. He may put someone else in your life you never dreamed you would meet them. He's a God of surprises.
对，对神没有任何的是意外的。他会叫我们去什么地方做什么事情，都不会是对他来说是个意外。对。
Anything else? Anyone else?
大家还没有什么问题？还有人要提问吗？
我还可不可以问呢？很快，很重要。
Okay, James wants to have another question. Okay, important question. He says,
"Go ahead."
现在，无论在教会。很多时候人往往去用很多技术性的东西或者依靠其他的，当你训练那60个牧师的时候，为什么叫他们不需要带电话，不要带这个那个，反而就很多神之提示出来呢？
Okay, James' question, you know, nowadays in the church, there are a lot of trainings and techniques, skills. But when you train the 60 pastors in Africa, why do you ask them to put down everything, the cell phone, the money, and then you see lots of miracles? Why?
I'm going to answer this, and it's very easy. I tell, we're going to plant brand new churches in parts of the country that have never heard the gospel. And the only way I know that we can do that is do it like Jesus did it. And we literally go by Luke chapter 10 and we do it exactly like they did it.
Okay.
Exactly. Word for word. Don't take any food. Don't take any money. If they ask you to stay, you stay in the home. If you can't find a person, then you shake the dust off your feet, move to the next city. We actually do Luke chapter 10.
Okay.
Exactly like Jesus told the 70 to do. And Jesus had a plan for reaching villages or neighborhoods or apartment complexes. He had a plan, and if you follow his plan, it's amazing what he does. People are healed, and the church is started. A need is met. Here's a true story. I'll give you one more story.
Let me translate, please, Pastor.
Okay, go ahead.
对，我们的目标就是当时需要差派他们出去建立教会。我们怎么做呢？就是根据圣经上主耶稣基督的教导，一字一句按他教导来做。所以当主耶稣怎么说的，我们就怎么做。现在给大家讲一个故事。Okay, please.
I was training in mainland China, and I trained a group. I think there were about 20, 30 year olds.
我在中国培训，训练一群20-30岁的孩子，年轻牧师。
And I did the training for 2 days, and on the third day, I said, we're going to do like in the New Testament, we're going to do what Jesus told the 70 to do when they went out.
我们训练两三天之后，我就跟他们说，我们就按照耶稣基督训练的，差派那70个人的那样去做。
And I said, leave your money here, leave your cell phone here, leave your computer here. And they did.
我说把钱留在这，手机留在，电脑留在这儿，他们听我的话这样做了。
And one of them said, can we take our Bibles?
有人问说，可不可以带圣经呢？
And I said, no.
我说不可以。
Because Jesus, the 70, didn't have Bibles.
那个时候70个人他没有圣经。
And in the training, we train how you tell your story, your testimony, and then you tell Jesus' story.
在那个训练中，我们教导他们怎么样分享自己的见证，然后分享耶稣的见证。
And we share one verse, Romans 6:23. And we share that verse and how to share Christ with somebody.
我们分享的是罗马书6:23，怎么样跟人分享耶稣。
And if you know that one verse, you can lead anybody to Christ.
如果你知道这节经文，你可以让任何人信主。
And so I trained everybody. And then on the last day, I said, leave everything here. We're going to the Chinese market in the middle of this city.
我们就读了这节经文，然后呢，就他们就出去到城里的一个市场去。
And I always do this intentionally. We always go to the market about 1 hour before it's time for lunch.
我们这样训练，总是把他们在午饭之前1个小时到那个地方。
Because in that passage of scripture, he says, you eat what they put in front of you. And if you don't have any money and you're hungry, you have to eat whatever they offer you.
他们会把午饭放到你的前面，如果你没有钱，他们给你吃什么，你就吃什么。
And what are you doing? Let the non-Christian serve you. And if they serve you, you have found a person of peace.
如果他们让他们来服侍你，所以你是那个，他是你那个带来平安给你的人。
So we went out two by twos, two men, two women. We always do the same gender and went out two by two.
我们就两个两个的拆派出去，男生和男生，女生和女生，都是同一个性别的一起。
And so I had two 28-year-old ladies.
我们有两个28岁左右的女生。
When they came back, everybody had stories, but they wanted to go first. I said, okay. I said, what happened?
每个人回来都很兴奋，都有故事，他们就分享发生了什么。
They said, we went to the market, and we tried to start conversations, and we had very little success.
我们去到那个市场，没有什么机会。
And they both started laughing, and we were getting hungry.
我们就开始肚子饿了。And
we remembered what you said.
我们记得你说的。So
we're walking around, and they said there was a little older lady who was selling cherries in the market. She was the cherry lady.
在市场上有一个在卖樱桃的一个老妇人。And
so we walked up and said, how are you doing today? And began talking to her, and they said, oh, those are such beautiful cherries.
我们就跟她去寒暄，说那个樱桃很漂亮啊。And
the little old lady smiles, says, yeah, would you like to try some? Yes, I'm getting some food. I'm hungry. She gave them some cherries.
老婆人说，要尝尝这些樱桃吗？他们肚子饿了，说好啊，我想，我们想吃。
And we started talking about cherries. Wow, these are sweet cherries. These are the best cherries I've ever tasted. Do you grow these cherries? Yes, I've grown these cherries. And they started talking to her about cherries.
就开始谈论起樱桃来了，是你种的吗？这樱桃很好吃啊，就开始谈论起来。
And they complimented her on her cherries. They are very sweet. These are good. And started asking her, do you pick the the cherries yourself.
嗯，他们就开始称赞这个樱桃很好吃，非常好。你自己摘这些樱桃的吗？
Do you grow the cherries? Are you married? Does your husband help you?
你有结婚吗？你丈夫帮助你吗？是你种这些樱桃的吗？
She said, yes, we grow the cherries. Sometimes my husband helps me, but he is a concrete worker, and I pick the cherries, I do everything.
他说是的，我丈夫有时候帮助我，但他是个建筑工人，我基本上我自己在做这个事情。
And so they're learning about her. They know she's married, and they ask her, how long have you been here at this booth selling cherries? She said, every day for 37 years.
37. 他们开始问他说，你在这卖樱桃多久？他说37年了。
And so they begin talking to her. Also, you said you're married. Do you have children?
他们说你结婚了有孩子吗？
She said, yes, I have one. I have a daughter.
我有个女儿。
Well, tell us about your daughter.
说说你的女儿给我们听。
Oh, she's married and her husband and she, they live with us. And I have a little granddaughter that she has given me.
她结婚了，她有个女儿跟我们一起住。
And so they were talking with her and they're listening to the Holy Spirit.
他们边说他们听圣灵的声音。
And they ask her, look, do you mind if we pray for you? We believe in prayer and is there anything you need help with?
他们说问他说你愿意我们为你祷告吗？我们可以为你祷告。
And the lady was a little confused. She said, I don't know what you mean, pray.
有点说我不知道什么是祷告。
We talked to our God and we talked to God and Jesus is his son and we pray. And do you ever pray? She says, no, I'm communist. I'm an atheist.
他说我们跟神说话通过他的儿子耶稣基督我们来跟神说话你听过耶稣基督吗那个妇人说我是共产党员我不信神。
Well, we believe in God and we believe God can help people and we would like to just talk to him in your behalf. Is there anything we could pray for? Would you mind if we talk to our God and pray for you?
我们相信神他可以帮助我们我们可以为你祷告你有什么需要我们可以为你祷告吗
And when they asked the questions, she teared up, has started having tears.
他们这样问他的时候他眼泪就出来了。
She said, if you believe in God and he's real, ask him to help me and my husband. My husband is an alcoholic and he beats me every day.
他说如果你们有神可以帮助可以为我祷告吗我的丈夫是个酒鬼他每天打我。
And he comes home and he curses, he's drinking alcohol, beating me, and he's now beating my daughter. And my new son-in-law is learning from him and he's now beating my daughter. And please pray for our protection. And he's a very angry man.
我的先生是个很愤怒的人他常常打我然后我的女婿现在也学了他这样子也开始打我的女儿请为我们祷告。
And so she gave permission, and so they said, let's pray, and they started praying out loud and said, Lord Jesus, would you just help this lady? Let her know that you're real, that you exist, and we pray for her marriage and her, I mean, they just started praying.And they prayed and prayed for her daughter and her grandchild. And they're praying for her. And she's weeping. And when they finally finished, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, she looked up.
他们得到的许可就开始为她祷告。他们大声的开口为她祷告，为她的女儿、他们的孙女祷告。当他们祷告完，说阿门的时候，她抬起头来。
And when they finished prayer,She looks up and she said, thank you so much, but I have one question. And they said, okay. She said, who is this person, Jesus, you were praying to?
等完了她说 你们祷告这耶稣是谁呢？
And they presented Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
他们就跟他讲，
and talked about how he died for our sins. And they presented the gospel to her.
所以他们就跟他讲罗马书六章二十三节，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里边乃是永生。他们就开始跟他讲福音。
And the girls explained to her, our Jesus loves you. And he died for you on the cross. And he wants to change your life and help you in your marriage. And they just began to share with her.
他们就跟他分享福音，说耶稣基督为你，为我们的罪死在十字架上，他可以帮助你，如果你相信他。
And he wants to come into your life and forgive you of your sin and change you and hopefully change your family.
他可以帮助你，甚至可以帮助你的家庭，改变你的婚姻。
And they said, would you like to invite Jesus into your life to forgive you of your sins? And she, one word, she said, please.
他们问他说，你愿意接受耶稣做你的，进入你的生命吗？他回答，他用一个字回答，请。
And they led her through the sinner's prayer. She prayed to receive Christ. And she invited Christ in her life. And when she finished praying, she looked up. Her countenance had changed. And she was saying, wow.
对，她抬起头来，当她接祷告完，她的面容都改变了。
And they said, what's happening? And she said, I feel like a load has come off of my shoulders. And she said, my husband needs your Jesus. My daughter needs your Jesus. My son-in-law needs your Jesus. Can you come to my house and tell them about your Jesus? And right there, a house church was started.
对，这个妇人说，我感觉到我的身上有个重担脱落了。我知道我的丈夫需要耶稣，我的女儿需要耶稣。你们可以到我家来跟他们讲耶稣吗？这样的一个家庭教会就建立了。
A brand new church was started in the house of the cherry lady.
一个新的教会在这个樱桃妇人的家中建立起来了。
Those two young ladies came back and told their story. There were a bunch more stories just like it.
这两个年轻女孩子回来分享了其他相似的故事。
One of the Chinese young ladies, her American name, we called her Wendy. She is the first believer of an unreached people group. Her uncle is a Buddhist priest. Buddhist monk, yeah. But she's the first believer. And Wendy, I've been to her town, it's a major city, been to her city about four different times. Wendy, the first time she was single, the second time she was married, the third time she was married and had a little baby. And the fourth time I was there, she and her husband with a little baby have gone back to her people. Her people group, and they have planted a church in the middle of an unreached people group, and they have planted churches in seven other unreached people groups. Those seven people groups were on the list of 6,136 who had never heard the name Jesus.
对 ，Pastor Sam 他去一个大城市，碰到这个妇人叫 Wendy， 他带领他信主了。然后呢，他去了四次，每一次这个妇人都有点刚开始单身，后来结婚，后来有孩子。然后第四去的时候，这个妇人和她的丈夫带着孩子回到他们的原来的地方，就是一个从来没有未听闻福音族群。然后他们在那里建立教会，并且在附近的七个未听闻福音的族群传福音，这七个族群就是刚才我们说六千个族群当中的七个。Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. This is what I do. Pray for me. Every now and then someone says, how can we pray for you? Let me give you my answer. If you have your Bible, I want you to look at the last verse of Luke chapter 2. This is how I want you to pray for me. Chapter 2.
每次有人问我说我可以为你做什么，我就为我祷告，怎么祷告呢？ 路加福音第二章。
In Luke chapter 2, the first, it's a long chapter. The first part is the birth of Jesus. In the middle of the chapter is when he goes to the temple at age 12. And if you want to pray for me, pray the very last verse of Luke 2. Verse 52, it says, Jesus returned to Nazareth as a 12-year-old boy. He increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and in favor with his fellow man. So pray for me to have wisdom, the favor of God, and the favor of my fellow man. And if you'll just pray that verse for me, wow.
好的，牧师说，如果我们想为他祷告的话，我们可以用路加福音第二章最后一段经一节经文，52节说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心一起增长。请就用这个经文来为我祷告，神和人喜爱他的心一起增长，智慧和身量一起增长。谢谢大家为牧师这样的祷告。Yes, we will. We'll pray for you and for us.
Thank you so much for letting me join in with your group. It's been an honor and a privilege. And what we did here tonight is the joy of my heart. This is where my heart is. And thank you for the opportunity. And if I ever, if you ever need someone else to share with, or I would love to come back and just be in on what you're doing.
谢谢大家给我这个机会，这是我最喜欢做的事情。如果大家还需要我们，还需要讲员的话，可以欢迎，我可以回来再跟大家分享。 谢谢大家给我这个机会。谢谢牧师， Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. We really
Well, I'm going to not tell you goodbye. I'm going to say I will see you later. Here, there, or in the air. But I will see you later. And when I get there, I'm going to be able to speak Chinese. It's going to be great.
那时候我不跟大家说再见，我跟大家说稍后再见，或者是在天堂，或者是在空中。希望那时候我可以说中文了，稍后再见。
Pastor Douglas, could you bless us? With God's word. 请 Pastor Sam 来为我们祝。
Amen. It's been an honor and a privilege. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Father, I thank you for your presence here.
谢谢你与我们同在。
You tell us in your word that where two or more are gathered in your name, you're there in the midst of them.
你在圣经上告诉我们，两三个人就你在我们当中。
And Father, we are gathered on Zoom, and you've been in our midst, and we say thank you.
我们感谢你，当我们在Zoom上面，你就在我们当中。
We thank you for the gift of technology and for Zoom meetings that we can have.
我们感谢你给我们这些科技，感谢Zoom让我们可以聚集。
I thank you for these, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
为这些主内弟兄姊妹向你献上感恩。
I pray your blessing upon them.
求你祝福他们。
Help them to apply what they've heard tonight.
帮助他们来应用今晚上所听到的。
Father, speak to them, and I pray that you speak to them clearly with a crisp word about their life objective.
求你对他们说话，用个清晰无比的声音对他们说话，知道他们人生的目的。
Help them seek you, Father, with all their heart.
帮助他们全心全意来寻求你。
And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to them through your word, through other believers. If it needs to be audibly, I pray that they would be able to hear it audibly. But just speak to them, give them their instructions.
圣灵，求你对他们说话，通过你的话语，通过别的基督徒来对他们清楚的说话，让他们听见你的声音。
And as you speak to them, I pray that you would stir up within them a desire to say yes, with no comma, but just a period. Yes, Lord, whatever. A heart of obedience.
但对他们说话的时候，就让他们就清楚地对你说：“是的，没有任何的条件。” 就是说是的主。
Father, I pray that you would grant all of us wisdom.
天父，求你给我们智慧。
Your favor.
你的喜爱。
And the favor of our fellow men.
还有人对我们的喜爱。
And Father, we ask that you accomplish your will in our lives here on earth, like you've got it planned in heaven.
如同你在天上的旨意，愿你的旨意在我们生命当中，在地上成就。
Thank you, Father, for this time together.
谢谢你给我们这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.